Livewire with Jason Moyle.
Hello, I'm Jason, and welcome to The Story Behind the Song. And today on The Story Behind the Song, we've got Graham Slater. And Graham, we've got a really interesting song we've chosen today. And I believe it was originally written by Ray Davies from The Kinks.
That's right, and welcome to the show, Jason. Yes, yes, it was written by Ray Davies of The Kinks. And it was quite surprising, really, because it doesn't sound like a Kinks or Ray Davies song immediately. But once you know, you hear it a few times, then you know, yes, it's one of his songs for sure.
Because they did a version of it as well. But it was Dave Berry's version that kind of took off, didn't it? And it wasn't a hit necessarily in the UK, but it was more a continental hit, and particularly in Holland.
It was massive in Holland. I mean, he was in 1965. He was the biggest star over there. I mean, he sold more records than anyone at all. Massive, massive artist. Belgium as well. He you know, Benelux, as they call it. And it was number one over there in 1965. Massive success.
Now, it's a very interesting song, and I listened to it. It is very of the time, isn't it? It's very kind of flower power type mellow music. It's very of its age, really, because I don't think it's something you could release today, and it would be it's very of the 60s. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, it is. It's very much of the 60s, but of course quite a few artists have recorded it. I mean, I think the Undertones recorded it, and Bill Wyman, quite a few people, and Hooverphonic, and that ended up being an advert, really, for American TV for Motorola, the mobile phone company. But the version that Dave did, I think, is wonderful. And often, I'll let you into a secret, and the listeners, often before I go to bed, I'll actually watch the video. It's only just 2.5 minutes, but it's black and white, obviously, back then. But it's him in Holland and being absolutely mobbed by people. They're all ages as well. They're running all over the place.
Yeah, and I think we should say at this point is what the song is called, because it's called His Strange Effect. And he did have a strange effect on people, especially in Holland, because that video you're talking about, he was absolutely mobbed. There was crowds of people just flocking to see him.
Well, that's right, running across the street there. I mean, he was a big, big star. And he's still performing, actually. A friend of mine in a band are doing the tour of the Solid 60s as we speak. And Dave Berry is one of the artists in that. I mean, he's looking a bit older now, but you can still recognise him.
Yeah, because I believe he's turned 80 this year.
I know, what an age, eh?
Yeah, so and still performing. And he, like many other artists of the times, were mobbed in the 60s, weren't they? And So tell us a little bit about the actual song itself, because it was written by Ray Davies. And so what was the song about, really?
Well, I don't really know. I mean, you've got that strange effect on me. So I think that's basically what it is. But, Ray Davies, I mean, he wrote so many songs. And I think Dave Berry or his producer, Mike Smith, happened to hear it and said, look, you know, we'll record it. So they recorded it at Decca Studios, and it was released by Decca in the UK and by London, which is an affiliate of Decca in America. It didn't do very well over there, but it was recorded in June and released in July. And of course, it was number one, in a matter of weeks in Holland. But the strange thing was with this, and it's a very strange thing. I was in a band, well, in several bands in the 60s. And the Manchester Playboys was a soul band I was in, and we did a lot in Holland. We used to regularly go over to Holland and Belgium. In fact, we had a hit over there with Woolly Bully, a cover of that one. Right. He actually played on this record, and he also played on the Kinks version of it. He also played on You Really Got Me, and Ray Davies said he was the best drummer he'd ever played with and tended to use him on all the Kinks recordings, and also when he did his sort of original solo records later on. He just loved Bobby Graham. He just thought he was a wonderful drummer. And I think because they got on so well, that really added the flavour to some of the records. So he played on both versions, which, again, is quite unique, really.
Definitely. And both versions, both the Kinks version and, as we mentioned, Dave Berry's version, has got video, which is quite early for video, because videos weren't really in fashion much before the late 70s, early 80s. But that must have been quite groundbreaking at the time to have a video for that.
Well, I think it was because it was such a big star over there. And of course, it could have been filmed by a TV or someone with a cine camera, whatever. But another interesting fact, the promoter that brought Dave over to Holland was actually a circus promoter. And right. What he did is he put Dave and the band in a cage, trailed it through some of the big cities, through Knock, which was a big festival in 65, and through the other cities. So he guaranteed massive exposure. And I reckon that one of those films was used for the video, really. But it's very strange how that young girl came up to him before he was getting in the car and he hugged her, you know, and you've got the very straight managers and promoters there in their ties and suits and overcoats, you know, they sort of totally out of touch really what was going on.
I think they were trying to work out what was actually they were actually smiling and laughing, weren't they, type thing. Well, what's going on here?
Yeah, they had no idea. It's very strange. I mean, looking at it, looking back now at 40 odd years on, nearly 50 odd years, they had no idea. And it reminded me very much of how Brian Epstein was when he signed the Beatles, and he used to go to the Cavern and see them, totally nonplussed with what was going on around him, you know.
Yeah, and Dave Berry was a teen sensation in the UK, and as I said, he was popular in continental Europe. But he did have The Crying Game, which was one of his biggest hits.
1964, that was the year before, and Little Things was another one. He also did Memphis, Tennessee, which I think is a Chuck Berry song. But he's got this strange act. My wife thinks he's quite spooky, actually, but in the video, you see him right at the beginning. You see him rubbing his nose when he's looking at it in the shop window. And he just had that thing, putting his hand over his face and coming out of the background of the stage rather than standing at front with a microphone. He'd sort of hover around the stage, and it was very, very original.
Do you think he did that for an effect and he thought, well, what would be a bit different? Or has anyone ever asked him that, I wonder?
I think it was nerves, you know. I think it probably started out as nerves. And then once it took off, and it did in a massive way, he stood out from the rest of the crowd then, you know.
Yeah, because talking about a modern day example of that is Sia, who has part of her act now. She stands with her back to the audience, did for a long time. And that was nerves. And that was because she didn't want to be seen initially. I think she does get seen now, but but that was initial. So, so Dave Berry is, as you said, still performing, still very popular. And so that song was the year after his big hit record, but he carried on performing, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He recorded all of these and performed them regularly. I mean, Crying Game in the UK was a much bigger hit than Strange Effect. But that's how it is, you know. I think Strange Effect took off in Holland because of the way he was promoted by the circus guy. And I really think that made a massive difference and brought him to the attention of TV. And I still think that video was maybe done by a TV crew, you know. But yeah, it really brought him to the fore. But in England, yeah, he had three or four hits over here. But I'd say Strange Effect only got to number 37 in the UK chart, which is very low, really, when you've had a number one in Holland and Belgium. But again, The Crying Game, I can hear it now with a wild pedal at the beginning. And again, Bobby Graham, our old manager, played on all of those records. He played on over 1,500 records as a session drummer, you know, so he just played on everything. But The Crying Game, I think, in my opinion, for the UK, is probably the most commercial and the best record. Then probably followed by Little Things, which, again, is a very catchy tune. But for Europe, I think this Strange Effect just works so well for Dave Berry over there.
But in your opinion, you've probably heard all the versions quite a lot of the versions of his Strange Effect. Who does the better version? The original artist who actually wrote it, the Kinks, Ray Davies and the Kinks, or Dave Berry, or even Bill Wyman, or any of the other versions? Who do you think has the best version?
I honestly think it's Dave Berry, because that to me is the freshest one. Once you start getting into other bands like the Undertones and people like that, then I think they often say the original is the best. I don't always agree with that. But in this case, it is certainly better than the Kinks. And of course, the Kinks never released it as a single. It was just one of their sort of tracks, a throwaway track in a way. But I suppose once they'd had the hit with Dave Berry, then quite rightly, Ray Davis would put it on their album because it's going to get them extra sales. But no, his is by far the best. It's a non-starter, to be honest, because I just love it. And having watched that video probably hundreds of times, I'm mesmerised by it. I just think it's wonderful.
So, yeah, people can go and see it. And not just that video, but also the video of the Kinks version of it as well, because that came on straight after Dave Berry's version when I was looking on YouTube earlier on. So if you look under His Strange Effect by Dave Berry, 1965, or just Dave Berry, His Strange Effect, it'll come up straight away. And as you said, it's a very atmospheric video and an unusual video.
It is. And some of the versions on there, they just show the record cover or just the record. So you do need the sort of what I call the live version of him running around the streets and things. But that's the one you want to see. It's black and white and it's wonderful. And then the Kinks, obviously, straight after it. But I think when songwriters, you know, Jason, when they write a song, they literally write it and record it. Where someone like Dave Berry, he's hearing the singer sing that song, getting the feel of it, and then they put their own sort of twist on it. And I think that is the difference that's what makes his version so much better, because songwriters often throw their songs away. They literally sing them and play them and, oh, yeah, it's another song. But I think when you have an artist who likes the song enough to record it and the record company enough to back it, then I think sometimes magic will happen, but not always.
I think another example in that same mould is Without You, which was done by Nilsson, but was originally written by Badfinger.
Yes, yes.
And Nilsson did the cover of it, but it was the much better version, and it was the version that everyone remembers.
Well, that's right, because again, you know, bands and singers, when you're writing songs, and I'm not being cruel to them, but it's just another song when they write them, you know. And when someone listens to it and falls in love with the lyrics, the melody, as Nilsson did with that one. And I'm trying to think, American lady girl singer did it as well. I can't think who it was.
Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey,
number one in 1994, so.
Yeah, but not a patch on Nilsson. I mean, Nilsson was great. I mean, he did a lot of covers of people's songs. Yeah, very, very special. But, I think if the person likes a song enough and they've got a following or a record deal and they hear the original and they put their stamp on it, often it will be better, but not always, than the songwriter's version.
Yeah, and as we mentioned, Dave Berry still performing to this day, and you said on tour at the moment, you said?
Yes, he is.
Oh, brilliant. Right, Graham, would you like to introduce the song?
Okay, well, this song is recorded by Dave Berry, written by Ray Davis of the Kinks, and it's This Strange Effect.
Thank you, Graham.
Thank you.
Got this strange effect on me, and I like it. You got this strange effect on me, and I like it. You made this world seem right. You made my darkness bright. Yes, you've got this strange effect on me, and I like it, and I like it, and I like the way you kiss me. Don't know if I should, but this feeling, it's love and I know it. That's why I feel good. Thank you. effect on me, and I like it. You make my world seem right. You make this darkness light. Oh yes, you've got this strange effect on me, and I like it. And I like it.
Livewire is produced by Steve Osborne Media. Steve Osborne Media.